From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. 81 in downtown Rochester. It's 503. The National Weather Service has included the Rochester area in a severe thunderstorm watch that covers a large area of the southern half of Minnesota. The watch will be in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. The Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office today identified the two victims of a motorcycle pickup truck collision near the southwest edge of Rochester last Saturday afternoon. 63-year-old Dennis Nelson and 62-year-old Kimberly Musoff were on a motorcycle that collided with a larger vehicle at the intersection of Salem Road and 60th Avenue Southwest. They were among the four people killed in motorcycle crashes in Olmsted County in just the past 3 weeks. 23-year-old Aiden Hugeback of Byron was killed May 19th, and 54-year-old Jason Goodman of Rochester lost his life in a motorcycle crash near Lake Zumbro Tuesday evening. Another motorcycle crash on Highway 14 near Owatonna Sunday afternoon took the life of 83-year-old Richard Bedney of Byron. The State Patrol is indicating that alcohol is suspected of contributing to an injury crash near Winona yesterday afternoon. The preliminary crash report indicates suspected alcohol use by 40-year-old Scott Ellenfelt. The St. Charles man was driving one of the two vehicles that collided on Highway 43. He and the Winona woman driving the other vehicle were brought to the Winona Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A federal investigation involving bulk purchases of methamphetamine shipped through the mail has resulted in felony drug charges against a Rochester man. The criminal complaint against 33-year-old Eddie Lee Davis Jr. says federal agents informed local law enforcement of the investigation and assisted in the arrest of Davis on Wednesday. The charges say he was taken into custody after he took delivery of a mostly fake 15-pound shipment of methamphetamine that had been set up by an individual cooperating with the investigation. While most of the contents of the shipment were fake, the criminal complaint says it did include more than 100 grams of methamphetamine. A Minneapolis man is facing felony charges stemming from a Rochester Police juvenile sex solicitation sting investigation. The criminal complaint against 49-year-old Joshua Bischoff says he was recently arrested after he drove to Rochester to allegedly meet with a 14-year-old girl to engage in sexual activity. Court documents say he arranged the meeting while communicating online with a detective posing as a teenager. And Governor Tim Walz today signed into law the $1.2 billion bonding bill approved in the final hours of the 2026 session of the Minnesota Legislature. During the signing ceremony, Walz said passing the legislation was just the first step.
Once that's done and once it's allocated, we need to make sure we're following through. And as I said, bringing these projects in on time, under budget, making sure that the work on them remains safe.
The bonding package includes $13 million for a major water and sanitary sewer project in Rochester and $8 million to design new interchanges on Highway 14 in Byron. For more local news, go to KROCnews.com. You can also download the free KROC News.